Good morning, Oceanside Church. It is just an absolute delight and privilege to be here with you this morning, even though virtually. And I'll get to see a few more of you a little bit later during the live service. My name is Jennifer Miller, and I'm the executive director over at the Crossroads Crisis Pregnancy Center. As Pastor Joseph mentioned, I've been there for 20 years. I got involved because I saw a poster in my church lobby. They were looking for people to knit layettes for the new moms, and my older sister had taught me to knit as a teenager, and I thought that would be a fun way to get involved, and little did I know what God had in store for me. I joined at the tail end of a steering committee, and as the center opened about a year later, I came on as a staff member for 2.5 years until I had my first baby, and then I spent the better part of about 16 or 17 years on the board of directors, serving in that capacity. And then during the pandemic, I decided to take a staff role that was vacant, and we just decided as a board it would be best to have me sort of step into that role for a season. So it's just been an incredible ministry to be a part of, and I'm so excited to be here to share what's going on there with you. We first and foremost are a Christ-centered ministry. Our aim and mission is to reach those who are experiencing an unplanned or unexpected pregnancy, as well as those who've experienced the pain of abortion, perhaps a pregnancy loss of miscarriage or stillbirth. And we reach all of these needs in a practical way, in an emotional way, and in a spiritual way. If a woman comes to us thinking that she might be pregnant, we can offer her a pregnancy test. If that test is negative, we have the opportunity to speak to her about some healthy lifestyle choices and what God's best plan for sexuality looks like. If she is pregnant, we can help her with a tremendous amount of practical resources. We have just really everything you could imagine up to age 2. We have gear and equipment and formula and diapers. And that really is our commitment when a woman comes in an unplanned or unexpected pregnancy, is that we're able to meet your needs for the first 2 years. We've got you. Let's walk this out together and find a plan for you to carry this baby to term. If a woman decides that she wants to pursue an abortion, we have post-abortion support, and no woman should have to go through that alone. It's very difficult in our culture because although women are told constantly that they have the choice to have an abortion, there's really no conversation after. So many women feel isolated and alone and in pain, perhaps struggling with shame and guilt and regret. And there's nowhere to go. There's no one to talk to. Differently, but in a similar sense, with pregnancy loss. And about 30% of pregnancies end in miscarriage or stillbirth. And again, just not something that is valued as conversation in our culture. And so last year on October 15th, which is the National Infant and Pregnancy Loss Awareness Day, we launched a pregnancy loss ministry, and that's just been an amazing addition to ministry. We had already planned to do that prior to the pandemic, and we weren't sure if we should still launch it, but we're so glad that we did, and we've already been able to make an impact in lives of women and men that have suffered a pregnancy loss. One other program that we've launched in the last year has been an educational program called Bright Course. So when our moms decide that they'd like to carry to term and they'd like to parent, it was intended to do one-on-one inside the center, but we had the ability to translate it to an online platform, and so that's how we're doing it now. But it covers topics from prenatal to postnatal to parenting to life skills. There's just hundreds and hundreds of topics that moms can choose to learn how to be a better mom and how to have a healthy pregnancy and how to perhaps overcome cycles that they've learned in life, like abuse and poverty and those kinds of things. And so that's been an amazing addition to our resources to offer our families. Our center has been very busy during the pandemic. I was sharing earlier with Pastor Joseph that we had a client call the center last week. She was looking for an abortion, and she shared with us that when she called the doctor's office, they told her that surgical abortions were booking 6 weeks out, which is a really long time to have to continue to carry a pregnancy when you've decided to have an abortion. There's a tremendous amount of development that's happening, and it was a shocking number. That's not a normal thing for the city and surrounding area. And that's just a surgical abortion. That doesn't take into account those that have chosen to have a medical abortion, which is taking two sets of pills where you essentially miscarry at home. So those numbers are staggering. And I would say from being at the center day to day, we also have seen a huge increase, not only in calls for those looking for information about abortion, but just a real hardness of heart. It would be normal for us to have opportunity to share information, to have more dialogue, to find out more about them. And we're finding more and more during the pandemic that hearts are hard, and they don't want to talk about anything. They don't want to talk about their circumstances or abortion in and of itself. And so I just like to ask you to please pray for us as those calls come in, that the presence of God would just fall on them. It would fall on us. We would have the utterance and the words to speak in that situation to that person, that we could hopefully meet them in person, but if not, just have some impact, even in a phone conversation. We had a client come in last week that actually had been in at the beginning of the pandemic. She hadn't been in. She had called the center. She didn't come in, but we were able to talk to her on the phone and give her information and have some conversation, and we never heard back again. And our client services director assumed she probably had an abortion. There's a process to which we have to indicate what the outcome of the pregnancy was. And there she popped up last week with her baby, beautiful baby. And it was such a joy. And we just marvel in those stories of God's faithfulness, even though we had this tiny little measure and this tiny little moment to talk to her, and then the ability to pray. And there is power in prayer. So we thank you for your partnership in that way with our ministry. This church has been so faithful to walk alongside us and encourage us. And so just wanted to say thank you for that. Several weeks ago, the staff and I had the opportunity to attend our virtual annual conference for pregnancy centers across Canada. And the theme this year was put on love. So I'm just going to read that scripture from Colossians 3. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive grievances that you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. We do a lot of this at the center. We provide a lot of compassion, a lot of kindness, a lot of humility, gentleness, and patience. And it was just such a great scripture to kind of soak in for the last few weeks. And I just wanted to share with you a few client stories from this last year of how we've been able to put those things into action. So I had a couple come in the early days of the pandemic, and they had an unexpected pregnancy. She actually had an IUD in, and she was told that because of its placement, they couldn't take it out. And so they were suggesting that she should just have an abortion because the chances of her being able to carry the baby were extremely low. it would be about 60% chance that she would have a miscarriage at any point throughout her pregnancy. And so they were very seriously considering abortion. Their relationship was new and kind of rocky. And midway point through the appointment, the gentleman asked me if he could speak to me alone. And so she stepped out for a few minutes. And he just shared his heart. He said, I don't have anyone to talk to. I can't talk to my family. I can't talk to my friends. I just am so thankful that I have someone to talk to. And he said, you know, I'm relatively young, but I've been very successful in business. And so he motioned sort of around our client care room, which is just full of practical supports. He said, I don't need any of this, which is not normal for our clients. That's usually a big part of why they come to us. He said, I have money, but I don't have anyone to talk to. And so we talked. We talked about the newness of his relationship and whether he saw a future with this young woman, and chatted for about 20 more minutes. And they left quite undecided. They came back together. We chatted a little bit more. And I really wasn't sure. I wasn't sure at all. And then by fluke, a few weeks ago, I found pictures of them on Facebook with a beautiful little baby. And again, my heart just leaps with joy when those kind of moments happen. We had another client come in. She had previously lost a baby after birth. The baby was a few months old. It was very sudden. It was unexplained. I don't think she still really understands what happened to the baby, understood what happened to the baby, and then experienced an unplanned pregnancy shortly thereafter. And she came into the center. She was several months pregnant, and she said, I'm really sorry, but I can't stay this morning. My grandmother is dying in Victoria, and I need to get to her. She said, but I really had to come because this place just makes me feel at peace and just makes me feel loved. And, you know, we pray all the time for God's presence to just rest over our building, over our property, that when clients come to us, that they would just be overwhelmed by the supernatural love of God, and that the Holy Spirit would just fall on them and speak to them and open their heart to receive who Jesus is and his plan of salvation. So we got to share with her for a few minutes and pray with her, and then she was off. But I looked back on her chart, and you know, she'd only been in a few times, and I thought, wow, what an impact we made in just a few short visits with this woman. Pardon me. I had another client come in who had an unexpected pregnancy, and she was very analytical. She was very educated. She was very sort of black and white, and what an amazing time that was to share with her. She wanted all the information. She wanted all the education, and so we went through all the prenatal information, and the one piece of information that always impacts greatly is that at 22 days after fertilization, which is about 5 weeks of pregnancy, a fetus has a heartbeat. And that is often a turning point for people if fetal development matters to them. There's brain activity at 9 weeks, and by 12 weeks, every part of the body is formed and just grows in size. There's all the organs, everything necessary for life. It just needs to grow in size from that point. It's quite amazing. The whole prenatal growth is quite astonishing, really. So we were able to talk through her concerns. She was concerned about global overpopulation and some very deep thoughts, and so we were able to hash those out. And again, I didn't really have a sense when she left, and then we got a phone call about 2 months later, and she wanted to come in for some maternity clothes, and she came in with family members, and she was so happy and full of joy, and it was just a really great day of celebration at the center. So I just want to close by just sharing with you, if you're wondering, how can I help? Great question. You can pray for us. We can pray for us to reach more abortion vulnerable clients. You can pray for wisdom and discernment. You can pray for God to meet all of our needs. He is so, so faithful, even during this pandemic, of just providing for every single need and then some. And so that's just been amazing. You could volunteer. You could be a peer counselor or an educator, or be on our board of directors, or perhaps help in a more administrative or practical helps kind of way. We're still onboarding volunteers during COVID. We've translated everything online, so there's a little bit in the office and a lot online. And today is the launch of Operation Baby Bottle. We typically do it on start on Mother's Day, but your church has invited us here today. And so I'm leaving a bunch of envelopes here today, and there's a giving card inside that you can send back to the charity, or you can just go to our website, www.cpcnanaimo.com, and there's very clear instructions about all the different ways that you can give financially. I just want to close by saying that, you know, as we emerge from the pandemic at some point, I feel like there is light on the horizon. That my hope and my prayer is that as a corporate church, we were known for how we put on love in our community. And I know your church family is very active in a lot of things and doing that really, really well. But let us be a corporate church with compassion and kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. And let that be our testimony to our community.